Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen-style top loop in Ableton Live 12 and using groove pool tricks to give it that classic jungle movement with modern drum and bass precision. Now, when I say top loop, I'm talking about the layer above your kick and snare foundation. This is the hats, shuffles, ghost taps, little break slices, those tiny bits of motion that make a DNB section feel alive instead of flat. And the goal here is not just to make something busy. The goal is to make something that rolls, breathes, and pushes the track forward without stepping on the snare pocket. We're aiming for that sweet spot between old-school sampled break energy and clean modern arrangement. So think loose, but not sloppy. Human, but still controlled. Let's start with the source. You can do this with MIDI and a drum rack, but for this lesson, I really recommend starting from an Amen break or some sliced break material on an audio track. That tends to give you a more authentic jungle feel right away, and it works beautifully with groove-based editing in Ableton. If you want to go the MIDI route, that's totally fine too. Just load up a drum rack with a closed hat, open hat, a few break slices, and maybe a ghost snare or a rim-style hit. Now set your tempo somewhere around 174 to 176 BPM. If your tune is heavier or a little more halftime leaning, 172 can work too. But for classic DNB movement, 174 is a great starting point. Next, build a simple two-bar pattern. And I do mean simple. A lot of producers make the mistake of trying to make the loop interesting by stuffing every subdivision with notes. That usually just turns into clutter. What we want is layered motion. One layer anchors the pulse, one layer creates bounce, and one layer and surprise. So in bar 1, establish the groove. Use closed hats on offbeats, maybe a couple of light 16th pushes, and one or two ghost taps leading into your main backbeats. Then in bar 2, answer that idea with a little variation. Maybe a tiny fill, maybe a break slice, maybe an extra open hat at the end of the phrase. That call and response feeling is huge in jungle and DNB. A good rule here is to protect the snare pocket. Don't crowd the hits right around the main backbeat. The snare is your anchor. If your top loop gets too close to it, you lose impact. So let the snare breathe. Now shape the velocities. This is one of the biggest secrets to making a top loop feel sampled and alive. Keep your main hat hit somewhere around 85 to 105, your ghost tap softer, maybe 35 to 70, and then push a few accent hits harder if you want them to jump out. The exact numbers don't matter as much as the contrast. If every hit has the same strength, the loop will sound programmed in the worst way. At this point, if the groove feels stiff, that's perfect. We're going to bring it to life with a groove pool. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and drag in a swing groove to start with. Something subtle is best. Think MPC style swing, classic 16th swing, or any groove preset that adds a light timing offset without making the pattern sound drunk. For a DNB top loop, less is usually more. A really solid starting point is around 18% timing, 3% random, and 10% velocity. That gives you a little bounce and a little human variation, without wrecking the precision. And here's the key coaching point. Use groove like seasoning, not like sauce, not like a flood. Just seasoning. If your loop starts sounding like it's tripping over itself, back off. The whole point is to make the movement feel expensive and intentional. Small timing shifts usually sound more professional than big obvious shuffle. Now assign that groove to your clip in the clip view. Leave it non-destructive for now. Don't commit it yet. I want you to audition the feel against your kick, snare, and bass first. That way you can still adjust the groove amount later, if the track needs to be tighter or looser. This is where arrangement thinking starts to matter. For an intro section, you can let the loop breathe more. Try a bit more timing looseness, a little more velocity movement, maybe even some extra randomness if the texture is break heavy. That creates anticipation. For the main drop, tighten it up. Reduce the groove amount a little, keep the randomness low, and let the drums hit with more confidence. You still want movement, but you don't want the top loop fighting the foundation. And for transition bars, this is a great place to automate the groove feel. Push it a little looser right before the drop, then tighten it as the drop lands. That subtle shift can make the arrangement feel like it's actually inhaling and exhaling. Now let's talk about a really important habit: combine groove with manual note placement. Don't expect groove pool to do all the work for you. If you want that sampled break vibe, nudge a few notes by ear, put one hat slightly late, pull a percussion tick a touch early, or move a ghost hit right before a snare. Even tiny offsets, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, can completely change the feel. That's the magic zone where it sounds human, but still controlled, and remember the phrase-based thinking. Don't just make a two-bar loop and repeat it forever with zero change. Bar 1 introduces the idea. Bar 2 answers it. Then over 4, 8, or 16 bars, swap in little changes so the part doesn't go stale. Now let's make the loop sit properly in the mix. On your top loop group or return, a simple stock chain can go a long way. Start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 180 to 300 HC so you're keeping it out of the low end. If there's mud from brake bleed, clean that up too. If any hat ring is harsh, notch it a little. Then add drum bus for glue and attitude. Keep the drive light, maybe 5 to 15%. Don't go crazy with boom on a top loop. That's usually not what you want here, but a little crunch can give the loop some bite. Saturator is another nice one. A couple dB of drive with soft clip-on can thicken the loop just enough so it cuts through a dense DNB mix. Auto filter is amazing for arrangement movement. Darken the loop in the intro, open it into the drop, and maybe close it again in breakdowns. That way the top loop becomes part of the song's energy arc. And utility is great for checking width. If the loop gets too wide, it can clutter the stereo image and fight your bass line. In heavier sections, narrowing it a little can make the whole mix feel cleaner and more focused. Now, to really make this arrangement friendly, build a few variations. You want at least three versions of the top loop. First, the main loop. This is your balanced version. Good groove, solid hats, minimal extra movement. Second, a lift version. Add a little more openness, maybe a stronger accent at the end of bar 2, maybe one extra fill. This is the one that can raise energy before a drop or into a bigger phrase. Third, a dark variation. Trip back some hits, lower the velocities, maybe add one reversed slice or a filtered accent. This works great in breakdowns or more atmospheric sections. This is such an important mindset shift. Don't just change what the loop is. Change how it behaves. You can make one version tighter, one version looser, one version more aggressive, one version more broken up. That gives the arrangement movement without forcing you to rewrite the whole part every 8 bars. And if you really want to level up the feel, try layering motion in 3 lanes. One layer anchors the pulse. One layer adds swing. One layer adds surprise. That can be as simple as a steady closed hat, a few swung ghost taps, and one occasional break slice or open hat accent. That balance is what keeps the loop musical instead of messy. If the loop feels too stiff, add a touch more groove or delay a few notes manually. If it feels too messy, reduce randomness and simplify the pattern. If it feels too thin, add one more accent layer or use a more characterful slice. And if it feels too crowded, remove some of the 16 THS and let the loop breathe. That quick decision rule is incredibly useful. Seriously, if you remember nothing else, remember that. Now let's place this in an actual arrangement mindset. In the intro, use the filtered or looser version. Let the listener hear the motion, without giving away everything. In the pre-drop, bring in more ghost taps and maybe open the filter a bit. This is where the loop starts to feel impatient. In the drop, tighten the groove and use the full version. Keep the main kick and snare clean. Don't overcomplicate it. Let the top loop support the bass, not compete with it. In the breakdown, don't just mute it completely. Keep a degraded texture, maybe a filtered slice, maybe a reverb tail, maybe one chopped accent. That can act like a memory of the drop and make the return hit harder. A really powerful workflow move is to bounce or freeze, and flatten once you've got a version you like. Then you can chop the audio, resample it, and rebuild it into something even more unique. A lot of the coolest jungle details come from happy accidents after resampling. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overgroove the loop. Too much timing randomization starts sounding sloppy, not human. Don't use too many hits. A top loop full of non-stop 16 THS will crowd the track and flatten the energy. Don't ignore velocity variation. That's one of the fastest ways to kill the sampled break illusion. Don't trust solo mode too much. A loop that sounds amazing by itself might fight the bass line in context. And don't use groove as a crutch. Build a musical pattern first, then use groove to enhance it. Here's a solid practice challenge. Build 3 2-bar top loops at 174 BPM. Make one tight roller version with minimal groove and clean hats. Make one jungle shuffle version with a little more swing, looser timing, and more ghost hits. And make one dark drop variation with fewer hits, heavier accents, and more space for the bass. Then test each one in an 8-bar arrangement and listen for which one leaves room for the sub, which one pushes the energy hardest, and which one actually helps the snare feel bigger. If you can get this right, you're not just making a drum loop, you're building a reusable top loop system that can drive an entire DNB arrangement. So remember the big idea. Start with a solid pattern, use groove pool for feel, shape the loop manually, and make variations that support the story of the track. That's how you get that classic jungle energy with modern drum and bass precision. All right, let's get into the session and build it.